Malta.
Good evening.
Malka.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Do you live in Savannah, Georgia, or Atlanta, Georgia?
I'm sorry, Malka, what did you ask? I didn't hear you.
I was just asking if you, which part of Georgia do you live in, Savannah or Atlanta? I think some of that storm will come up.
Yeah, they're saying it. I live in Atlanta.
Okay.
So it's meant it'll be hitting at Savannah, and there might be some storm and rain and thunder and so forth,
right.
But it shouldn't be too bad here.
Right.
So please join me in saying the Anna Bakoach. Anna Bakoach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tati. Gimel Yitzhak Sadi. Kavel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Aharenu No Ra Tufresh Ayam Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Yevavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Zacharem Ratame Sitkatcha Tami Shamren Petet Resh Saditav Gimel Kasim Kadosh Bero Tufa Nael Adata Petkufet Pet Nunayan Yasid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kidu Shata Yud Gimelamet Pe Zayan Ku. The letters of the month of Elul. The Resh that created the planet Kohav, and the year of the constellation Betulah, the astrological sign of Virgo. Together, the Resh and the Yud have a gematria of 210, which is the same gematria as the word Redu, Resh Dalet Vav. Redu has a translation, it means to cut, to go down, and it represents Hashem coming down to be closer to us, in order that it makes it easier for us to do our teshuvah. Shabbatenu kabel u'shma tziyakatenu yodea talumot shin kufav tzadi yudhav. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the right column and the left column energy of this creation. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed Be'emet Notze Chesed La'alachim Noseya Won Wafesha We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar that connects to the energy of certainty. It's from Parashah Yitro, from the Sulam commentary. It's Pasuk 29. And we'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bitilu. Erchimu udhilu chilu erchimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe bevalche. Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai lohinu alein amasei adenu konane alein amasei adenu konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Zekama Atar Tane Nan Zekucha Berichu Koma Diazed Leila Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Yovada Dikshot Veleilach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Vedach Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Behakuhu Ovada Bigshot Inun Wikola It's the Reef Be Alma. We're now going to connect to the year 5778, the year that is coming. The energy of this year is to bow to Hashem so that we can walk with Hashem. There is one verse that has the energy of this through its gematria of 5,778, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon Vayitchal Vayavo Hamelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El Hamelech Tavo Nat Amar Achoti Udlabesh Sev Leine Shite Lebiv Bivot Vyevret Miyada. There is a second verse that connects to the year 5778, and this verse does so because the name of the year is concealed within the verse. The letters of the name are separated by three letters each. This verse is Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. Chatzati odiacha v'avoni lo kisiti amarti odeale peshai ladonai yohewahe v'ata nasata avon chatzati stela. Now we're going to connect to the year of the goat, the year 5777. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first of those verses is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor o yevai chinam. And when we take the first letter of these five words, we're able to create satskiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of the same five words, we get Dir Yam, a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Zion. And the letters of that name are separated by seven letters each. Ki im ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The previous year, 5776, is the year of the pause. The pause between one difficult year and another difficult year. And during this pause, we have the opportunity, just like in our life, to rebalance ourselves through our connection to Hashem. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat velo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayechastum achechem ha'levim ad kelo tamlacha yad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei leval lehitkadesh. Meha Kohanim. The second verse. Well, first we have to take the first letters of these 25 words and parse them into, permutate them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hey, 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 Akaa. The second verse that connects this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bithu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad kibia yo Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we have 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol ha-machavo iyam asher yitchabe sham ushavtem elai el nachon v'chalakti yitchem v'chayayim yashno v'aretz v'hipasti O Tob call Alfe Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Tegelo Lanetzach Yoved Roav Yomru Ayo. And the verse 5774, or the year 5774, there's only one verse that connects to this energy of peace in the Middle East. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wishamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shatan ta'atal v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ta'asher barishtona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, and we'll do so by saying the names out loud, utilizing the root vowel of each letter. Wahe wayolayo sayote alame mehe shilalahe aka akaheta hazayo alada la awahe hea. Yozala me be hey, hey re yo hey ko me. La wa kala yo, la wa wa pe hey la, nu la ha. Yo 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 me la hey 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 wa, nu ta hey hey ah ah, yo re hey. Yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo a wa me la tam be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he, ho ka wa ko me nu da, anu yo he a me, re he a yo yo za, he 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 me yo ha, wa 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 la. Yo la hey sa la are yo ashila me yo hey wa hey wa da nu cut yo hey hey she ame me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be hey pe wa yo nu me me yo yo za hey re hey me za sa re. Wa me be yo hey hey anu wa me hey yo da me be me nu ko a yo a hey be wa re a hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. The 13th name of the 72 names has the energy of heaven on earth. It's connected to the year 5778. The 14th name also is connected to 5778, and its energy is farewell to arms. And the 30th name is the technique to connect to the 5778, because we must build bridges prior to being able to remove arms and stop conflicts, which will bring heaven down to earth. So we connect to these names in addition to our normal pattern. Now we will connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim in the same manner we connected to the 72 names, with the root vowel for each letter. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la ha e wa he me a yo sa la me re he yo he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa, nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ta a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ta ha wa wa la yo yo he ta a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta ya, me la he pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re, wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo, da he be me ka ko a la ya me he he wa, re la he yo yo me. Hey la yo me hey me. And to reinforce the energy of heaven on earth and farewell to arms, we have another opportunity to build bridges, which is the 30th name and the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, Awameh. So connect to this energy through it, meditating on these three letters. And the names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 17th day of Elul, and the 17th day of every month we know is a good day because of its connection to Tov, goodness. Rabbi Chaim ben Vinesta, Rabbi Yaakov Kopel Reis. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. Today's class will be continuing our study of the Igeret Teshuvah, the letter of Teshuvah from the Tanya. We are in today's class will be class 5B-2. If you are unsure how to get to the handout, just ask a question. But for most of our students, they know the system and how to get there. And so we will start reading at the end of chapter 6. Scripture states, Jacob is the rope of God's heritage. The Rebbe observes that the analogy of the rope is introduced here in terms that suggest that it is a novel thought, when in fact it occupied the whole of the previous chapter. By way of explanation, the Rebbe writes that the Alter Rebbe is indeed introducing a thought that is not only novel, but even contrary to what was written in the previous chapter. Moreover, this approach will explain much of the variance between the two chapters. In brief, the Alter Rebbe explained in chapter 4 how a soul is part of the four-letter name of God. He went on to explain in chapter 5 how this soul level descends into the body by way of Jacob, the rope of his inheritance, whose upper end is bound above and the lower end is bound below. In chapter 6, however, the Alter Rebbe emphasizes that the movements of the lower end of the rope also affect the upper end. Furthermore, as the Alter Rebbe goes on to say here, this rope not only descends as far as Jacob, but even provides additional life force to the chambers of unholiness. The effect of the rope is able to descend even lower than the level of Jacob, which it itself embodies. This is the anomaly that the Alter Rebbe resolves when he repeats that a person's sins make him descend so sharply that he reaches the lowly level of the very Klipot and the Sitra Achra from which he receives his thoughts and his deeds. Since the sinful individual sinks to such a low level, that in this respect he is a recipient from the Klipot, his rope descends there as well, and the Klipot and the Sitra Achra are able to receive their life force from its lower extremity. I am adding, in the hope of assisting your understanding of this note, here is my vision. Imagine a rope that is fixed and attached to the Creator himself at the top, and attached yet swinging at the bottom, which is the lowest level of the Klipot. How can something be attached and yet swing free? The swing is limited to a specific area of the Klipot. Each creature has a location on the rope, which slides up and down. Thus, one can fall and one can rise. As one moves along the rope, one impacts the swing of the rope above and also below his or her current location. I hope that is a helpful image. Al derech moshav kimo ha-chaval shirashu echad le-ma'ala v'ra'if roshu ha-sheni le-me'ita. The analogy compares the soul of a child of Israel to a rope, with one end above and the other end below. Im yimashu adam bereshu ha-sheni yinana v'yimshech achareyu gam re'roshu ha-rashon k'mashe apasha le'lechamishcha. When one pulls the lower end, he will move and pull after it the higher end as well, as far as it can be pulled. V'ka'ata mamash v'sharosh nishmat adam u'makora mabeshinat haya. It is exactly so with regard to the root of the soul of man and its source in the lower hay. Hu mamashich umorid v'shapa'ata al yadi mashav ha'reim umachashavotav. Through one's evil deeds and thoughts, one draws down the life force issuing from the higher letter hay. Ad soch akalot asitra achara kebiko shemashem mekabel mechashavot sav umasav. Into the chambers of the Sitra Achra, as it were, from which he receives his thoughts and deeds. Although a person punishable by karet has severed his ropes, so to speak, he is able to draw down the life force issuing from the higher letter hay into the chambers of the Sitra Achra. The reason, as is explained elsewhere in the literature of Chassidut, is that even after the rope is severed, some external vestige of it survives, and it is through this remnant that the life force of holiness is drawn down into the chambers of the Klipot. Umaf mishuhu amamshish lahem hachashapa'a lekein hu notel olech v'rosh v'dal. Because it is he, the sinful individual, who draws the flow of vitality into the chambers of the Sitra Achra, it is he who receives the greatest portion from them. In even greater measure than do other living creatures. Nevertheless, it is explained in the literature of Chassidut that ultimately the sinner will cease to draw down, to draw vitality from this flow. For the Sitra Achra can serve a child of Israel as a source only temporarily. And this will suffice for the understanding. V'zahu she'amru razal ein b'yidanu lo mishalot ha'reshayim v'gomer. Hence the statement of our sages of blessed memory. It is not within our hands, it is not given to us to understand the reason for either the tranquility of the wicked or the suffering of the righteous. Biyadainu duka delomer bezeman hagalut achar hachoravan. The quotation specifies in our hands, in this time of exile after the destruction, when the wicked receive added vitality through the klipot and the sitra achra. Vizo v'chinat galut ha-shakina kiveko. This is an expression of the exile of the divine presence, as it were, during which time the life force emanating from the lower letter He flows into the klipot. Vahashapiya vahakalot hastara achara asher shana nafsho yati. Granting supplementary measures of life force to the chambers of the sitra achra that he despises. Vikashahadam O Sahashuva Nikona Azima Salik Mehem Bahashapa Chehamishik Vimasavu Mahashavotav. But when the sinner repents appropriately, he then removes from them the life force that he had drawn into them through his deeds and his thoughts. Kisabeta Shuvato Mekazir Hashapat Hashkinta Lemakoma. For by his repentance, he returns the flow issuing from the Shekinah to its proper place. Bizaho tashuv he ta-ha-ta-ta abbe-be-ah-he-nat galut. This then is the meaning of the teaching of the Zohar, quoted in chapter 4, that Teshuvah is Tashuv He, the return of the lower He from exile, that the lower level of repentance consists of returning the Shekhinah, which is represented by the lower letter He of the four-letter name, from its state of exile. Vikamo Shekatu Vishava Adonai Yohe Wahe Alakicha Et Shavotecha. As the verse states, the Lord your God, the source of your soul, will return, bring back those of you who return. Kilo Marim Shavuta. Regarding the verb as being intransitive, this means that God himself will return, will with your return. And I am adding, the name of Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, is a verb. That verb is the verb to be. This verb is intransitive. What does intransitive mean? An intransitive verb is defined grammatically as that a verb is intransitive if it does not take a direct object. And I hope this helps to understand this meaning, because it is important to contemplate why Hashem chose a name that is a verb of action. V'kama amar razal v'chashiv lo ne'amar v'gomer. As our sages have commented on this verse, Scripture does not say he shall bring back, but that he himself will return. This verse is thus telling every child of Israel, when through repentance you extricate yourself from your own spiritual exile, you will thereby liberate your God, Hashem, the Shekhinah, the source of your soul, from his exile also. And I am adding, this is relating to the Chassidut teaching that Hashem needs mankind. My Kabbalistic teachers disagree with this teaching. They teach that when a person does teshuvah, the hay, which represents the Shekhinah, is reattached to the other letters of the name, and the effect is to return the energy to you that was originally transferred to the Klipot by your acceptance of the thought from the negative system, which you allowed to manifest through your words and deeds. That's the end of chapter 6. Does anyone have any questions? We do not have enough time to complete chapter 7. So I'm not going to read any further. So if you have no questions, we will call the class over. First, I will announce, while you're thinking of questions, I will announce that classes tonight, our next class will be at 7 o'clock, and it will be a Zohar class on the Parasha of Ki Tetzé. And the class after that will be at 10 o'clock. My mistake. Will be at 8:30, and it will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. Tomorrow is Friday, and we will have a Slichot at 7:30 in the morning. And at 8:30 at night, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. All times are West Coast times. Saturday at 6 p.m., we will have Havdalah and third meal and strengthening our immune system. At 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class. And at 8:30, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. Sunday morning at 7:30, we will have a Slichot ritual. At 10:30, we continue our preparation for the holidays of Tishrei, and at 3 o'clock, we will continue our classes on Teshuvah. At 8:30, there will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. I bid all of you to be safe. We need to be praying for the people in South Florida or all of Florida or wherever this monster storm called Irma will be hitting. Pray especially for our student Jasmine Castro. Have a beautiful evening, a Shabbat Shalom, if I don't see you later in classes. But hopefully we will see you all. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, and thank you.
Thank
Shalom.
You.
Shalom.